Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Do not adjust your monitors or your TVs or your phones. It's just me and Coach tonight. We might have a surprise guest stop through. But definitely do not, you know, it's me and Coach riding out tonight. What's going on, Coach?
Yo, we winning, man. It's crazy how we was like at the pitfalls last week, and now we got Three games in the streak.
That's right. He's spanking the Mavs right now. Yo, man. Yeah, but you're right, right? Like last week, it was like Armageddon. Like it was asteroids come and destroy the Earth.
That shit. Like running out of bad things to say, and now Tibbs is back in the good graces.
I don't know about that, but.
I'm not gonna lie. They brought up a few interesting points that you know out.
We're
gonna get to.
All right, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So we got Coach B in the building. I'm just Heck. And tonight is episode 23 of Surviving the Knicks. You know, if you're watching out there, you know, the Knicks are beating the Mavs, I think by 23 right now, 22-23. Despite all of Luka's efforts. the Knicks, listen, you think about it, right? You look at what the Knicks have been going through. So they're on a three-game winning streak, if you count tonight. It all started with Phoenix. They would have won that game. And I'm going to be honest, it's well-known fact. I am a Phoenix Suns fan. I've been a Phoenix Suns fan going back to when they had KJ and Tom Chambers, Andrew Lang, and all them dudes there before Barkley, but definitely with Barkley, you got Barkley. But no, Knicks should have won that game. They had it. And I don't know if that was the spark, but they spanked LA the next night, right? Or two nights later. And then the night after that, they beat the Sacramento Kings.
Tough.
And, right, definitely. They smacked them. Second time this year, too.
Fought back hard. Mm-hmm. And got it done. Julius Randle, 46.
46 and 10.
46.
46 right. And 10. Yeah, definitely.
You're not on the top of the block yet, but you know, you're right there. You're the next one up.
Listen, man, you need a couple more wins. You need a couple.
Top and block is Tibbs, right?
Definitely.
Everything he's been doing lately. Yeah. And then Julius Randle's following right after. They might as well be together. But we got to rock this out.
Yeah. And then tonight, they're spanking the Mavs. Game looked pretty fluid. Like they looked really good. Like they didn't seem, I didn't notice any of like the mental lapses or like they just seemed to kind of be in a groove at the moment. And hopefully it carries over to Friday's game at Memphis, which is going to be on NBA TV. But what has been your thoughts as of late, man?
Took some time to watch a couple of Tibbs interviews. And it's like, yo, this man doesn't say like, anything wrong. Like, he says the right thing. I don't think the reporters are asking the right questions. So, like going through like his takes, like, even to back when Kimball was still playing, it's like, yo, we got to ride it out. You know, we got to let him do his thing. You know, we got to let guys be themselves. And it's like, yeah, it sounds good. But we wasn't winning. You know, I'm like, yo, how the hell does this man, like, make it seem like he's doing everything right? But when you're watching the game, we all think he could do so much more. Yeah. And somebody brought up the point that, yo, like, maybe quickly should start. I'm like, nah, it's not his time, man. And then it's like, I got to see it. Like, who else would put Burks at point guard?
Only Tibbs.
Like, nobody, you know? Like, nobody else would put Burks at point guard. And, like, as much as it doesn't look like it's working, he has a lot of chemistry, you know, with Randle, with RJ, you know, with the other guys. So, like, it's just slowly but surely coming together. And look at him now, man. Three game with you.
Oh, boy. We got the guests in the building. What's going on?
Introduce yourself, sir.
Introduce yourself, sir.
Yo.
What's going on, my brother?
What's good, bro? How are you?
Good to see you too, bro. How things going?
Everything good, man. I can't complain. Everything good.
Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself to the gang.
Yo, I'm long time, forever Knicks fan. I got pictures with Knicks gear on when I was like four. So definitely, wanted to join this podcast and get in tune just because I'm a real fan.
There you go.
Yeah, I know, man. I do music and I love basketball, mm-hmm. And that's me. I'm from the Bronx.
Brother.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, you know, man. It's looking good. It just go to show when Julius Randle come to ball, RJ Barrett pairing help out, we could win games like this all season. We should have won. I ain't going to lie. We should have won like at least like six out of our last like 11 games. Mm. Should have won at least six, maybe seven.
Okay.
I mean, the
Oklahoma City back in February 14th was a close one. Golden State was the win. It should have beat Portland.
I feel like all the games in the West was close.
They were low key close. Yeah, the ones in the East were the ones that were bad.
I want the Miami.
Yeah, right. The home games. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want the Miami game back. Like, yo.
They look lifeless though in that game, man.
They still had 30 in the first half, and it's like, yo, we.
Jump. I don't know how, bro.
That was
our game too.
That was the January 26th game. I didn't tune into the Miami game, the February 25th one. But you make a case for it. I mean, I was just telling Coach that technically this should be a 4-game winning streak because. They should have beat Phoenix.
Right.
They beat them. Oh, if it wasn't for that buzzer beater.
We beat them. Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm a Phoenix fan. I've been a Phoenix fan.
Me too. I like Phoenix.
You know what I'm saying? But I was just like, that was your game, man.
Gave it away at the foul line. Turnover. Yeah. Hey, they gave you right. Like, I agree.
Mental lapses too. Julius. He was killing that
good
game.
Good point.
He was killing
good
in that point. Game, man. He had a moment.
I forgot about that. Good point.
He's letting anger get the best of him, and you got to realize, like, especially in that game. He's killing Crowder the whole game. Like, there's nobody that can really guard him. The size was a big factor. It bothered the Suns. And the Knicks let them back in because they failed. That weak side defense that we always point out that they've still haven't fixed for all of Coach Tibbs' defensive wizardry or whatever you want to call it. You still can't guard that left side, weak side. So a lot of threes came from that end, and Phoenix is also good this year. So, you let any team in the NBA back into the game. It just is what it is. But, they smacked LA, they smacked Sacramento, they smacked Dallas tonight. I think it's hopefully that energy carries over to Memphis.
Trending in the right direction.
Trending in the right direction, definitely. Listen, Nov, this was supposed to be the draft episode. Because it was looking bleak last week, man. It was looking real bleak. It was supposed to be the draft episode. So, I mean, the jury's still out. But right now, they're looking good right now, man. I think they can make it interesting towards the end. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know neither. I don't know.
Are we still ranked 12th? That's good.
Because the play-in.
I don't want.
If it wasn't a play-in, then maybe. But this play-in, never know. I mean, who knows, man?
Who knows indeed? Definitely.
I'm gonna say it right now. I don't want it. I don't want to play in game.
What's bad if last year would have been the time to lose because you would have got in a way if the draft was so loaded last year. Yeah. This year, No. Can you name three good players in this year's draft?
Three good players in this year's draft?
Shit. Name one. Coach knows. Coach, but coach follows basketball. So it's not fair to ask coach. But, no, can you tell me one good player? Can you? But this is college and the G League and all that. So it's different. It's totally different. Like, name one guy that you'd say, yo, that's a number one pick this year.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie.
It's a weak. I'm gonna keep it real. It's because it's a weak draft. It's because it's a weak draft. Because when the draft is strong, you kind of it leaks to the mainstream. You kind of get the gist of like, okay, oh, last year you knew dudes that was coming out.
Nah, I got somebody for you. It was just that, like I would say, damn, what's this kid name, man? I think he on Memphis on shit. Lights, Imani. What's his name? Imani. I'll say Imani.
He's not eligible this year.
He a bucket.
But he's not eligible yet.
He's not eligible. All right. Well, that's what I'm tapping into. Like,
that's a young KD right there.
Yeah, Imani Bates. Oh, he's a bucket. But
Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith. Like, none of these guys jump out at you and be like.
No, the funny thing is, I was watching March Madness the other day. I'm watching the games and everything, but it's like, I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't, you know what I mean? I was watching I wasn't really tapped into who was who or whatever.
I feel like a superstar today, except for the Johnny Davis. He a bucket, he a wing, but we never.
Listen, I feel like what we coming back from, like, you know, everything, obviously COVID plus different programs and everything that's going on, it's kind of spread out. It's like you kind of seeing the guys who. And that's why I'm naming the youngins, because those are the ones I feel like they showing their talent more than just watching the game. That shit is on the internet. That shit, you know what I mean? Everywhere. So that's why I feel like, you know,
there's nobody in this draft that you could say, yo, the Knicks could pick them up, and it's like, oh,
the Knicks don't never win the lottery anyway. We always end up with a
The crazy part was this would be the year. And your picks would be between Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith, or the kid from Duke. And you'd be like, you don't need none of them.
Porzingis.
Listen. This how much I know about ball, right? I could tell you without knowing the names and nothing like that, ain't nobody in this draft here that can make a change for the Knicks, what, maybe on defense and the tops. You know what I mean? Like, and even if you had, let's say somebody who could score, they're not going to be ready, I feel like, anywhere. You know what I mean? It's like role plays I feel like I'm looking at.
Number one, if Tibbs is your coach, that kid's not even going to play.
Yo, listen, Tibbs was coach. I just want to say this, right? Tibbs was coach of the year last year, and I feel like those were the mistakes he made at. Nah, look, bro. Let me tell you a major mistake he made. Major mistake he made last year in the playoffs playing Atlanta. Why would you, with the last, you know, the final possession on the game, bring in this kid, Frank Nikita, just because he's known for defense when he didn't play all game? He's not used to the little moves that Trae Young is pulling right now. He's seeing it, but he's not having game time action. That was a major mistake to him.
Atlanta was also offensively superior to them,
right?
To the
Knicks. Yeah,
like, you know, in all honesty, like, you know, looking at it, like, they were offensively superior, and when you have a superior offense, and you don't really have a great comeback, like, you know, like your offense isn't really equipped to deal with the onslaught. And I mean, they were getting buckets from all over. Like, Trae Young was definitely the catalyst, but the kid that used to be on the Knicks was doing his thing. His backcourt mate was doing his thing. Like, they were dudes. Collins was doing his thing. Like, they were, I mean, they overwhelmed the Knicks. Nate McMillan out-coached Tibbs.
Yeah, he did.
He out-coached
him. But as matchups, all that, he did. Yeah. But look, to your point, Tibbs don't play the guys I feel like he should be playing. Forget the ego and the pride where it's like, oh, he got to earn this on the court. Yo, Cam Reddish a bucket, bro. He's supposed to be getting in from jump. You know what I mean? He a bucket, bro. Like, Glenn gets some playing time.
Talk about that all the time. He's only giving him like 20 minutes. And it's like.
Because look, Knicks gave up a lot of their defense from last year. You know what I mean? They yeah. lose their sixth man type of role in Derrick Rose. And a lot of their defense, especially with Noel not being in, is kind of yeah. gone. So if you're going to go offense, you got to put your guys who's a bucket in. Like, go all yeah. out. Don't, you know what I mean? Because your defense is slacking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
let me ask you guys this. So, coach, right? You guys are on a 3-game winning streak. All right. What do you think is the trajectory for the Knicks right now? Like, where do you see the Knicks going for the next 5 games, which includes Memphis? They're playing Memphis on Friday. Sunday they're playing Brooklyn, a wounded Brooklyn, mind you. But it's at Brooklyn, so oh no, actually Kyrie can't play because it's at Brooklyn.
No,
then they're on the road for Portland.
They lifted.
No, but he still can't play. They lifted it, but he's still. Yeah, they're holding it up. They're upholding. They're upholding his ban for the home games. But you got Portland on the road.
Wait, Brooklyn is on the road or at home?
Actually, no. Portland is at home. Portland's at home, and then Washington's at home, and then you got Utah at home as well. We got a decent 5-game stretch. What do you think? How do you think that's looking?
I'm going to stay optimistic and go 3-2. All right. Utah's going to be tough because Donovan Mitchell's hot. And obviously Memphis is going to be tough, especially at Memphis because they've been.
What? Bro, how you don't mention Brooklyn? Brooklyn going to be tough too.
I like our chances against Kyrie.
Yeah, it's.
I do too.
It's a game without Kyrie, because he can't play in New York.
Even better, you see.
Oh yeah,
wounded right now, and Ben Simmons is not playing. There's no real timetable for him, so it's just KD.
Yo, man, still just.
No. Man, sign me up. I'm
I feel like we always lose to Brooklyn. Got our number, low key. Brooklyn kind of got our number.
Listen, we don't start that here.
You know what it is, bro? This is what it is. Exactly why they lose, right? Julius Randle, he tried to play with some pride, right?
Nah, KD.
Look. He going against KD, right? And every time he do that, it's like KD go to another level just because it's like trying to show, like, bro, you're not me, chill. You know what I mean?
It sounds good. But we got Baja Barrett, all right? I'm running with that. His name
bro,
is
he just got to show up. Barrett. He just got to show up.
Everything to the
I'm
cup.
I'm with you, bro. He show up, we look good.
Hey, yo, he going to show up, baby. Like,
consistency. Yo, listen.
It's a good fourth quarter.
Evan Fournier got to show up, bro. We need his shooting, bro. We need his shooting. Stretch the floor.
Yeah.
Quinn Grimes a week away.
Problem is, he doesn't play any defense. Yeah. So any bucket that you get from him is kind of like he's giving it right back.
You're right.
So the plus minus is sketchy.
That's a good point.
He doesn't play any defense, which is, you know, I think – bringing him on, and again, with Tibbs, you were thinking he would be able to hide these guys on defense with capable players, but with capable defensive players, but it just hasn't worked. And you know, I don't know. I just Evan Fournier is a bucket. Like he has his moments, but he doesn't play any defense. And then like. Right. He makes a three and then he gives it right back. So it's not, you're not really doing anything with him. So I don't know. I mean,
no, that's a point. That's an angle.
Unless teams like play zone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, it's a rock and a hard place. And even like, so if coach, he's saying they go 3-2, that makes them 32-40. With 12 games to go, which is
I say we beat Portland,
mm-hmm.
Utah. I don't know. And I like our chances against Brooklyn, but that's going to be, you know, we got to show up. We got to show up because we definitely always get them a game. Like we be right on their ass until you know the end of the game, and it's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if we could just. You know, KD going to probably do what KD do, especially after the last performance. scoring 12 mm-hmm. points, I'm pretty sure he's going to put up a bucket without Kyrie. But yeah. to be play team ball, you know, the bench, yeah. the bench, you know, do what they got to do. I think we look good.
Yeah. I'm going to go on the limb and say 4-1. I think you could either catch you could catch a lack in Memphis or Utah yeah. at home. I think Brooklyn is a green light. I think Portland's a green light. I think Washington is a green light. I think there's a chance that y'all can either catch Memphis or Utah.
Me too.
I think the way because right now Memphis is playing good basketball. But Utah and Memphis are still, they're having moments. Like, Memphis just got smacked by the Celtics a couple nights right. ago, you know? Yeah. And the Celtics, wow, they're actually rounding out the shape. They're definitely rounding out the shape, but I don't, we've
beat playing a little more defense.
We beat the Celtics. The Celtics can't beat us. So it says,
RJ hit that game winner.
Yeah. So it just goes to show, like, you know, we can. I think the Knicks can catch, but I don't know.
I agree with you on and especially on that Memphis one because I feel like, especially after that Boston game with John, the MVP type of thing, it kind of looked a little bit like he's doing a lot, like you know what I mean, trying to do a little too much. So I feel like if we could contain the rest of the team, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, let him get stats, but contain the rest of the team, we look good.
And RJ played good, really good defense on the last time they played. They tried to hype it like, oh, you know, he's got like, hey, like that one bucket that he scored on him. They don't realize he had to restart the offense because RJ was playing him so tight. So he had he had to get the ball. They got it back.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the reset. Position he wanted. Then he did the floater and he got it in. It was just like, dude, you worked really hard for that basket.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. Like, okay, we get it. Everybody's on your shit right now. Like, it's cool.
Exactly.
But he made you work for that. He was working the whole game. Like, but
I like that point because that's what it is. And that's what we need. Let him work hard for every bucket. I like that point. Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. At some point, we gotta go. You know, we're definitely gonna have that talk about the draft.
Not today.
Yeah, but not today. I think you know things. Listen, man. I don't know what's going on, but maybe they're playing for self, and that's a good thing too. Like, just say fuck it. Like,
I mean, you know, a lot of players go out like that.
Yeah, like why not? Play for self, like play, you know, because everybody else is expecting y'all to lose anyway. Right. Listen, they're 28 and 38 right now, right? Like, you got nothing else but to just go all out and lay it all out on the floor. Like, just why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, because the schedule doesn't get easier. After Utah, you got Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami. You got a gimme game, hopefully, against Detroit. You got Chicago again. You got Charlotte again. You got Cleveland. I mean, it's battles, man. It's battles, like
You know? There's good teams. The East is strong this year, man.
Yeah, totally.
East is strong.
Oh, I like that picture. Like that is subliminal. Oh man, let me tell you. Listen. Why not go for it, right? I mean, because
you don't have to.
Because this draft just ain't it. Like, I think honestly, this is one of the few drafts where the later you draft, you might get a better player.
Right.
Seriously.
On the don't get picked?
I think so, yeah. I can see that. The hot pick being
like the dudes that are coming out this year is like if you came out last year. You would not even be that high. Like, you would be a late first round. You know, like, it's...
Well, you know, I always like Kentucky players. I feel like their players mm-hmm. always coming ready. So, you know, like...
Yeah, totally.
Just off of that. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a draft, that's what I'm going to aim for more for the program than the names. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
You got Ty Washington.
You know. Ty.
Yeah.
Coach is still a little upset about that little shakedown in Denver. A little shake. Hey, listen, man. It happens. It happens, man. He's right. You play defense. It happens. You know what I'm saying?
You frustrate plays. That's how it go.
You guys don't play D.
No, man. Listen, LeBron got caught tonight. He got caught. It was a little like he ain't shake him to the floor, but he had him running. He was
yo, LeBron reaching that point, man. It's like already. Listen, after that 56 piece of the night, you already know that's wearing on him. That ain't the same, bro.
He's going for Kareem's record now.
That's honestly, a player I feel like going for stats right now.
Yeah, like he, because at this point he got nothing else. And another idea is, you know, right now it's coming to the point where he's this generation's Jordan, right? He's the guy for a lot of people, a lot of young people who did get the chance to grow up watching Jordan and all that. And that happens with every generation. You know, I was growing up, I was told the big O was better than Jordan and they don't know. And I'd be like, I don't even know. I've never watched that guy play. Like, who the hell are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I'm like, yo, like, so, you know, and that's happening. But even like the consensus is starting to roundabout where everybody's talking about LeBron and Jordan. Like, those are the two guys. And for LeBron to make a really strong case for that number one spot, or at least 1B, that strong, you know, he gets Kareem's record, man. It says a lot, man. Because Kareem's record's been standing for a long time, man.
That's a
record that they blow like
it's like all
it's a dusty record, man.
So look, I got a question for both of y'all though.
Yeah.
I got a question for both of y'all. You gotta answer it. You gotta answer it. Yes or no? Do you think the Lakers make the playoffs this year? Do they find a way?
No.
What do y'all think?
No.
I say no.
What do you think?
Why not, coach?
LeBron need the rest to make, you know, an epic run at the end of his career. That Westbrook situation just not working out, and then even more so to talk about how, like, he only want his son to go to the games. It's like, damn.
Man. I was surprised to hear Westbrook say something like that.
Like, yo, the
fan, he usually got a tough exterior.
Nah, but, like, yo, it's really crazy to think that, like, yo.
It's like, been bad.
Can't come watch. People are going to be bashing me. Like, that's not.
Yeah, it's been bad. Yeah, I don't know.
It's bad, bro. It's bad. Yeah.
It's the bad part of the business. And it's like, yo, all of that, like, it has an effect on the locker room. Easy. Mm. So, like, as much as the crunk, it will them. AD don't got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, AD
don't got it. I think they trade him over. I think they're going to try to trade him in the offseason.
It's a thought.
Something.
It's a thought.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers make the play-in. They have a chance to make it interesting. Depending on who they play. Like, if the Lakers match up with the Timberwolves, because right now the play-in is the Timberwolves, Clippers, Lakers, and Pelicans. If that stays that way, I think the Lakers have a strong chance to make the eighth seed because I don't see any of those teams
even
challenging the Lakers, especially like LeBron on the main stage with the pressure on him. And you got, I mean, it just, you know, just for the sake, I think they can. I think they have a higher chance than the Knicks.
Of course.
No,
but when they play their play-in, don't they got to play like another team, right? You got to play two games.
Well, they play two games, yeah. And those four teams that I just mentioned, that's the play-in.
So I don't know. The Clippers look like, you know, they can't beat the Clippers all season, it seemed like.
It takes a chance too, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, you know, when like you said, when it's crunch time, you know, Bron be different. So, you know, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers have been wearing them out this season. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. But if you're looking at the Lakers' final games, they're playing Washington. They're playing Phoenix this Sunday. They got Minnesota, Toronto, Washington, Cleveland, Philly, New Orleans, Dallas, Utah, New Orleans again. Then they got Denver again. Another game at Phoenix. Golden State game. The next night. Yeah, they got a really tough road tough as
game.
Well.
Tough game.
But I could see them. I mean, I don't.
Yo, it's Toronto game in Lake LA or Toronto?
It's 1-1.
They could lose that thing because Toronto played good at home, especially without that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So Toronto played good at home.
Anything's a possibility. I don't know. It's kind of set up. I think the moral to the Lakers story, man, is they had a chance to really groom their future, and instead they went for the win now plan. Yeah. And it's back, yep. And it's all of the these thoughts, because we literally said that one of the conversations when we had the podcast previously was trading for Anthony Davis was a big risk because he's injury prone. And if he's not healthy, it's a long season. And now we're seeing that in its fruition. Like it's glaring. And it didn't help that instead of going out, so the main trade that they were gearing towards was getting that kid from, well, he was on Sacramento at that time before they traded him,
yeah.
I think, to the Pacers. Not Halliburton, the other shooter.
Buddy Hill.
What's his name on? Damn, I know you're talking about too. He went to the Pacers, bro.
Yeah, he just got traded to the Pacers with Halliburton.
Buddy
Hill. They're supposed Hill. To trade Buddy for Hill. Him. Buddy. That would have been a better fit because he's a shooter.
Bradley Beal signed, man. It should have been a better move.
I mean,
honestly, Dennis Schroeder would have been better than Westbrook because he fit that vibe more. He could shoot.
He needed shooters.
I wouldn't have paid him that either.
And instead, the idea was, and I looked at this person when they said it, like, what are you talking about? That Russell Westbrook was going to help LeBron play off the ball more. LeBron is never going to play off the ball, right? The minute you make a mistake, he's going to take the ball and he's going to run the offense because he's a control freak.
He ain't got time for that.
There's no way Russ was going to work. I knew it wasn't going to work. Like, from the minute I was just like, okay. Like, they got the 2011 2K All-Stars. You know what I'm saying? Might as well just trade for Derrick Rose crazy. While you at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was hype. Oh, they got crazy. Westbrook. They got Dwight Howard. They got Carmelo Anthony. All them dudes are old. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, all this just to get a bubble championship. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all they got out of it.
Free Melo. Yo, so when you say bubble championship, so that chip that they got was an asterisk?
You know it is. You know it's going to be. It's always going to be that. No matter. First of all, look how it went down. Why? I feel like that's why LeBron wanted to force them to come back. He knew, like, yo, this is a chance to, like, win an easy chip. Like, AD feeling good. It's not a crowd. Like, you know, LeBron pay bills in the NBA, so they're gonna go with that. Like, he said, he's gonna work. He's gonna work. The God said he's gonna work. Everybody gotta work. So I feel like, yo, no matter, and it's not even just about my opinion. I just feel like there's always gonna be in the argument now. That's the problem with, like, all these greats you argue about. It's about, to me, it's about how much stones can you throw at their crown, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it few or is, you know, when it's too many, it's like,
Yeah.
You know,
he gets a lot. He gets a lot of stones.
Yeah. You see,
gets a lot. I think Jordan, the only person that really throws stones and makes a good case to be able to is Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, because Isaiah Thomas beat him.
Yeah,
Isaiah Thomas beat Magic and Bird at that. So,
right.
You know, when he speaks, people roll their eyes, but I'm like, He makes valid points, you know, that you just really don't want to hear. And, you know, I mean, that's not going to sway me because I saw when they beat him up. I saw when they beat Jordan up. You know what I mean? I watched those games and was watching my family get all tight and frustrated. But then I saw when Pippen emerged and it changed the whole outlook of how to play the Bulls. You couldn't double Jordan anymore because now you had Pippen and low key Horace Grant. People forget about Horace Grant, but
Horace was a key. He was a key.
Was a key as well. So you know, I mean, he throws stones, but it's like, you know, you trying to hit the 30th story window, like you ain't hit. Like, yeah, it's right, just right. Like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, you keep throwing, nobody cares. You know?
But yo, that's why you made a good point. You made a good point when you said, all right, if Bron get that Kareem record, now it's, you know, it get a little difficult.
Yeah, I mean, heavy. It puts him in. Listen, at this point, no matter how much you hate LeBron, if you don't admit that you were witness to one of the greatest athletes
respect
in the last 30 years, you're bugging. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is a dude that literally came out of high school, had his first game in Sacramento and dropped 24 points or whatever. He dropped the 20 piece, even though it was a losing effort. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of high school, like, and looked like he'd been playing all, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looked like a veteran in that game. Like, you know what I'm saying? And all the things that, all the things that he's done in this league, like, come on, like, and you know, like, he's also been, like, you've seen the human side of him. Like, you've seen him lose. But you also watched him carry on his back, you know, for 9 years straight, teams to the finals.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
definitely. So,
can't deny it, man. Like, you know, like, people, you get that hate out of your blood, man. You got to get it out your blood. Because literally, 9 years straight, who's doing that? Who's doing that?
It's different.
No, he, and I'm gonna put, I'm gonna say this as well, and y'all let me know if y'all agree. He's won one of the most impressive championships of all time when he beat the Golden State Warriors, coming back from a 3-1 deficit, and they were 73-9 that season.
Draymond, that's crazy. See, they're gonna poke. Like
I'm
said
just
it.
Saying.
I'll say this.
Yo, that Golden State had to go get KD the next summer.
Fact. But I'll tell you this, yo. Mm-hmm. The key reason, everybody talk about just Draymond. One of the key reasons why Cleveland won that series was because Andrew Bogut went out too. Draymond and Andrew Bogut. They don't give Andrew Bogut the credit. And you know how I know it's a fact? Anytime somebody give Bron a problem, he get them the next year. Andrew Bogut was on Cleveland the next year. He just was hurt. So he ain't play. You get what I'm saying? Like, and when you know what it was? When I mean a problem, he was just a body. It was harder for LeBron to finish. After you get past, like, because look, like you made a point earlier about, you know, making it hard to score, you know, making it difficult. Once you get past Draymond, now you got to finish on Bogut. It was like, you know what I mean? It was tough. And you know, Bron ain't the man at the free throw line, so even if he got fouled, it's like, all right, when, you know? So, but that's my case. Yeah. But definitely, I still agree with you. That was big coming. Yo, I went crazy when they won that. I'm not going to lie.
Big chip, man. That's a big chip. Like,
it was crazy.
I couldn't remember a bigger chip, like ever to me. And
me neither.
From all the games that I've ever watched, you know, and I've seen some big games. And I had to like cross reference it. The only other thing I could think of is like Kentucky Duke, late night at the buzzer type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that was.
You know what I mean? Like it's different. Just like you couldn't fathom different. That. It was just like, yo, they really did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
college always too. Like, college is always some weird shit. That was probably one of the biggest.
You know, like it was just, you know, like shit that you just like. It was one of those moments that like I'd never seen that in the NBA. Like. Especially on the biggest stage. And yeah, you coach 100% right. Draymond fucked that bag up. He definitely did. Because if Draymond was there, that series is over. Series is over.
Yo.
You could give it six, maybe. But it's over in like five. Because they went up 3-1. And then Draymond wants to start. Like, he's spazzing out that whole year. Like, what was wrong with you?
Yo.
Kicking dudes in places he shouldn't. Like, it's crazy.
And then Bron sold it in the interview. After, like, yo, my man, it was just, damn, bro. He fumbled the bag. He did. You got to sit with that. He fumbled the bag on that and on KD. He fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
You should never do that.
What'd you say, Coach?
KD was leaving anyway. KD was leaving anyway.
Yeah, he
think so.
Yeah,
like, regardless,
he was low key jealous of Steph. He was low key jealous.
So Deshaun, yeah, I can see that.
Because that was always Steph's team, even though
regardless.
KD was the superior player. Like, you know, finals tell it all. Like, there's nothing you can do.
It's still built around Steph, though. You still built around
the guy. Yeah, and he was always the guy that they would, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you making music and people credit your producer, even though you're the one really making it happen. And everybody's like, yo, that beat is fire. But what about my bars? Yeah, it's cool, but the beat is fire, though. You know what I'm saying? After a while, you're going to be like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, yeah, you know, I got to get a different producer there because I got to show that I'm the guy, you know? Like, and KD's petty. Like, it was like one interview I remember. It's him and Steph, and they're talking about sneakers. And the reporter's like, oh, KD, those are nice sneakers this year. Right. And he's like, oh, thank you. You know, we're trying to find whatever. And then they go to Steph. They're like, yeah, you guys got the Under Armour. He's like, and KD's like, ain't nobody trying to wear Under Armour. And they say, and it was like, and Steph looked at him like, people buying my sneakers. But it was, you know what I'm saying? Like little jabs like that. It was just like
that's that Shaq and Penny.
Oh, Shaq and Penny.
Damn, that's cool.
That was if we talk about the multiverse on this show a lot, the Orlando man, that was one that got away.
Coach, man. My bro, you missed it. When we ordered that food for the Super Bowl, we had a huge argument with JR. Like, we was arguing, like, if T-Mac, and, you know, so I just say to get your opinion, if T-Mac, obviously, you know, he was hurt and stuff, but was he a more skilled player than LeBron offensively? What do you guys think?
He was a bucket.
That's an interesting question.
He's a bucket, though. The only thing that negates, I mean, because you got to, I mean, you can only, in this argument, you can only talk about a period of time. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And it's a period of time where LeBron's kind of still figuring out what type of player he's going to be. So if you're talking about like from LeBron came in at 2003, right? So if you're talking about from 2003 to 2007 or 8, T-Mac is the guy. Like he was like up there with Kobe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he was... But then the injuries came, so it kind of negates. If you're talking about for his whole career, LeBron's still playing. Like it's But for a 5-year period, I'd give it to T-Mac.
And that's the crazy thing. I like how
you couldn't stop him.
I like how you put that because
you couldn't stop
Kobe,
him.
The kid we arguing against, Kobe is his guy. Look, Kobe's JR's guy. So he's making the point that Heck made, like, yo, he's up there with Kobe. Yeah. How he can't be more skilled than Bron? He's like, nah, nothing. He was just going crazy. Yo, like.
Even Kobe admitted that, though.
We told him that.
Oh, Lord.
You know, Zone is a super T-Mac fan. So we bring out the facts.
So T-Mac, obviously, a way better scorer, like a bucket. But LeBron's vision. LeBron's vision is up there with some of the greatest
points. But we said offensively.
On top of just getting a basket, it don't matter how you slice it, the ball's going in the hole.
That was another point. Point.
And then think about rebounding. Who's the better rebounder? LeBron.
LeBron is the better all-around player.
You know, so like in terms of the overall skill, like LeBron got more skill.
But we said offensively skilled. Offensively skilled, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt like, that was another point. Offense. A bucket is a bucket. But remember, Bron, he had to learn the post game. He only got a certain amount of moves in his. I feel like T-Mac, you see what he do. He just makes stuff up under the rim, shots.
T-Mac was a bad dude, man.
You can say T-Mac got a better layup package. But
I mean, skilled, that's why I said skilled offensively.
Not. Mm-hmm.
Listen, man.
LeBron letting threes go now, though, man.
That's why Hex said in the time period, which is a good point.
If you look at
about the whole time period, but you're right, it's only a certain amount of time.
But if you look at, but because for the whole career, you can't. Like, that's it's not a good match. But from 2003,
I wish we would have put it like that. We didn't put it like that.
2008 or 9,
wasn't winning no games.
I wish we would put it like
he
that.
He didn't get out the first round. He never got out the first round.
Yo, LeBron always been winning games. Like, so I would trade the threes for assists if it's gonna win us more games.
I see your point. I see where you're going with it, but you know,
this is an intriguing argument. It's a very intriguing argument. Because also, like, T Mac, unfortunately, he probably should have never left Toronto. Because they were about to build something really special. Mm-hmm. And he went to Orlando. And I remember that summer because Tim Duncan, the thought was that Doc Rivers was going to pull Tim Duncan to Orlando. So it was Tim Duncan, Grant Hill, and Tracy McGrady. And Grant Hill, even though he was hurt, they were like, yo, we don't got to worry about that because you got Tim Duncan and T-Mac. That's it. Like that's all you need. And whatever. Yeah. But Tim Duncan at the last minute changed his mind because of David Robinson. David Robinson saved him at the last minute, said, hey, it's all about your legacy. Think about, you know, said the right words and got Timmy to stay. And then all you had was T-Mac with Grant Hill, and Grant Hill wasn't right ever. After, you know, and that's another story. Grant Hill should have never played in that playoff,
right?
Against Charlotte, and you know, he broke it, messed up ankle, and had to guard Jamal Mashburn.
Right.
And Jamal Mashburn gave him everything that playoff
series. Right. Like,
gave him. Hey, there was no mercy. He did not care. He was like, yo, you on the court? It's it. Like, I'm not going.
Right.
He gave him everything, bro. Like, Mashburn was trying to cross him every moment he could because he knew. He knew. He's like, oh, I could go left. He can't. He had no lateral movement. And
right.
You know, and that's.
And then remember also when Mac left, that's when Dwight Howard was coming.
Mm-hmm. So
it's like, damn, he just, a couple moves that just shifted, like, damn, bro.
Nah, man.
So,
and,
you know.
And two, so there was a story where you had the Lakers, Jerry West wanted to draft T-Mac.
Right.
And Dr. Buss was like, we already got a high schooler. Like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm trying to win. I got Shaq. Like, we gotta do something with this before we don't go nowhere. So could you imagine a Shaq, T-Mac, and a Kobe? Like, Jesus Christ.
That'd have been crazy.
I think the Lakers could have won like four or five straight. Cause you know, once T-Mac comes into his own and it's in that system and playing for the Lakers. It's fast track. He's gonna fast track his development. So imagine playing in that system, and you got Kobe on one side. You got
forget about it.
You got T Mac on the other side. You got Shaq in the middle.
Shaq, listen. If Shaq just run the floor. It's a bucket. One of them like, gonna dunk on your head. It's a bucket.
Like you ain't got enough people. You'd have to let opposing players play like seven players. To make it even, because who's gonna guard who? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So, you know, there was a lot of theories that came out, but you know, I think in the end, you got who you got, and that's, you know, it sucks for T-Mac. I feel for him because he could have. There was so many coulda, woulda, shouldas. You know, that would have been a funny argument to be a part of, because you only have, so you know, you have like what, from 2000 to 2010, really 2009, because after that he got hurt, He took, you know, he had the year off. He's in Africa making NBA cares videos and shit. Like, it's like, yo, man, oh, tell me, like, he just stopped. It was just, you know, but then you say, you know, you could make the argument for like Penny Hardaway. I mean,
yeah.
Homeboy from Portland.
Brandon Roy.
God. Man, imagine Brandon Roy and Damian Lillard in the same backcourt. I mean, Jesus Christ.
They had Aldridge.
Right, like.
Young Aldridge, it'd have been crazy.
Forget it, man. I mean, so many what ifs.
And then Portland would have been on fire. Damn, they'd have been on fire.
It'd have been the Bad Boys 2.0.
You know what I mean?
Like, you literally got two dudes in the backcourt that.
Imagine if Greg Oden was healthy.
Magic he'd have played to the
too many multiple scenarios.
Yeesh. All right, Ohio State Greg Oden, not the Greg Oden that you know.
You know what's a funny theory to me? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like a weird conspiracy to me. They feel like it's like embedded for the Knicks to do bad because the Patrick Ewing lottery.
Why not?
I seen an interview with Patrick Ewing about that too. It was a little funny. He was a little funny about it. He wouldn't admit it.
No, it was. Listen, it was probably, but I think
every time, man.
The Knicks woes stem from them disrespecting him and Oakley. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You know, it's okay. Regardless that they didn't win a chip, they came close so many times. Like it was. You know,
it's Jordan, bro.
Right, exactly. And Olajuwon. Because Olajuwon.
Right, yeah. Cooked up.
Ewing had bad knees in that finals, man.
Yeah, Olajuwon cooked up. Like, he gave him that word.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing with
big
him.
Time. Like, you know, again, it was like, yo, you get on that court, you get what you get. Like, okay, you got bad knees. Like,
you know, yeah.
Yeah, man. But the Knicks, like, Ewing should come to the Garden and they'd be like, where you want to sit? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, right.
Gave him a job.
It should never be like, yo, who are you? Like, what? Like, this is Patrick Ewing. Like, you know what I'm
saying? I put pain in here. Yeah.
You know, him, Oakley, like, Starks, like, all those dudes, they deserve more respect. And Knicks, they just don't, they don't honor their past. Like, and this is the karma. Isaiah Thomas and all of that fuckery. Yeah. All them years. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then moving forward, like, Carmelo Anthony, just whatever that was, you know?
That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, you got years of, like, weird Knicks moments.
Situations.
Like, yeah, and like them trading you into Seattle, it was like
that
was never supposed to happen. Like that was the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life. Seeing him in a Sonics jersey, I was like, "The hell is that?" Like I should have never. Yeah, it was disrespectful, you know. And
expiring contract too. That would have been.
He retires a Nick. Like.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you
hang
them
up,
about?
Yeah.
Oakley to the Raptors. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that was weird too.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember that.
It's crazy. It's super like.
Oak a little different. I'm gonna jump on.
He's a little different, but I see his point.
Because he came from Chicago, like you know, that was.
But he built his sweat and tears in the Garden.
You know, Oak was a real dude, man. Listen, there was a barbershop in Harlem that he would go to. And I remember as a kid, like seeing, like we would hear that he would go there, but it was one time like we went to get a haircut and he was actually in the spot. And he kicked it like he was a regular dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he was just like, man, that dude ain't shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got into a conversation, they were talking to him about Derek Coleman. I'll never forget. And he was like, yo, you think you could guard Derek Coleman? Like, y'all gonna play him in the first round? He'd be like, man, Derek Coleman ain't shit. He's soft as fucking butter. And he started, you know, he's going off, and we there just like, yo, like this Charles Oakley like talking spicy up here, like. And you know what? Game one, he was hitting jumpers on Derek Coleman. Derek Coleman was giving him the space, and he's hitting jumpers on him. I'm like, yo, Oakley's a real dude. Like, he said it. He's like, yo, I'll get – like, he ain't nobody. But who's Derek Coleman? What's he won?
Right.
It's like, yo, where is But, fellas, this has been real. Want to thank y'all for a great night. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, appreciate
everybody out there watching. We appreciate y'all. We definitely appreciate y'all helping us get to 1,000 subscribers.
Big shout
out. Know what I'm saying? Shout out to Canal. Shout out to Clearview Daniel. Shout out to Nove for stopping through. Nove.
Appreciate y'all.
Know what I'm saying? Definitely always welcome. Know what I'm saying? Appreciate as always.
Yeah, it was fun.
We definitely got to get up. I didn't forget about you about the other thing. I definitely didn't forget about you. You know what I'm saying?
Get it.
We definitely gonna link up. I promise you, I still got your math. You know what I'm saying? And nah, man. Like, any last words, fellas?
AAU season right around the corner, man. Be on the lookout for that. Again, if you're not following us on Twitter, Instagram, please, you know, follow the STK pages first, and then you can find me soon after. All right.
That's right.
Follow all the social medias.
That's right. Coach is on Twitter. He wants all of that. He wants all that smoke. He wants it all. Telling you, he answers back too.
Comment and debate.
My phone be going off. I be like, yo, who's talking on Twitter right now? And I'm like, yo, coach is going at it. Like, yo, okay, let me just hype this shit. All right, man, for real.
I love real quick.
No doubt. And Nove, any last words, my brother?
Yeah, just shout out to y'all, first of all, have me on the podcast. Everybody make sure y'all follow everything about STK, you know. They tapped in. They know they
stuff. Promote your music, boy. What the hell?
Yeah, promote it. Let's go.
Next up, you already know I'm getting to that. Follow me at Noville, man. Novville on the gram. It's going to pop up once you take that. But, yeah, follow me, man. I got the letter to my ops out now, but the new tape coming, Swiss Side's about to drop. About to heat up, definitely, for sure.
OTR.
Let me drop some stuff in the weeks. OTR, you know that. OTR stacker, be in the building. But hopefully y'all going to learn more once I tap in with Heck a little more, you know.
Nah, definitely.
Stuff coming. But just tap in. Follow my gram. It's definitely up.
What is it? Noville on IG?
Yeah. Yep.
N-O-I-V.
Nah, N-O-V-V-I-L-L-E.
N-O-V-V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Copy that. We're going to follow you right now. Okay. Definitely with the underscore first. Well, I underscore see you pictures first. With the gang. Let's share the screen real quick so y'all can see. Let's see what it is. You know what I mean? Gonna share. And this is the page. Definitely follow him. You know what I mean? He's got the title links, Spotify. Okay. We see you, Nove. Yeah, all right, we see you. Okay, all right, y'all. All right, definitely gonna hear him soon. Check out that mixtape when it drops, and you know what I'm saying? Definitely check out my boy Coach B. You know what I'm saying? AAU season. Where you at? You gonna be on the court? Or you gonna be in the sidelines coaching? What you doing?
On the sideline. ain't no ringing on this side. Okay. We're supposed to play 12U, but you know, ain't no ringing on this side.
You been dominate. You been crush.
Yeah. Make sure.
Yo, when your first game, bro?
Back in Charles Barkley, like 3 April. So we got some time. Tryouts is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
I'm gonna be working all day.
All right. Lace them kicks up, kids. Ready, suicides. Kids. Suicides.
Ladders. Would it be correct?
Oh, you don't call them suicides.
I'm so sorry.
Aaron had changed. It was called the ladder when I was
ladders.
It's called the S word when I was born.
Yeah.
S word.
Felt like it too. You especially ain't doing right, or you didn't touch it. 20 more.
Right.
He's fighting after. Why that's you ain't touch it? Right. You ain't touch it. Yo, my legs were so sore.
Yo, nah, for real. Get real.
Nah, man. I had a coach that made sure you had to touch every marker that he was watching. Line you didn't touch that marker? Oh, my God. It's like, yo, hey, you be jumping kind of high. Ladders. Oh, man. Fellas, been real. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, man.
STK, we out of here.